How's it going, everybody? Welcome to It's That Time of the Week. I am your host, Matthew Morgan, and today I have with me here Scott Spears and Caleb Rice. How are you guys doing today?
Well, I just came in, and I'm having a good time. The weather's kind of rocky outside, but here we go.
You know, it has been kind of rough with the snow recently.
Yeah, I do just want to say we did have a technical difficulty during the interview with the auditor. The internet went down is what happened. So if it kept repeating or you lost it for about 10, 15 minutes, we did tape it and we will be replaying that interview this afternoon. So there you go.
It's a good one. You'll want to listen to it.
I think so.
Caleb, how are you doing today?
Good. I was sliding around a little bit getting in here, but we made it.
We made it.
So today we're gonna talk about the NFL playoff picture. So I missed talking about the playoff picture.
You looked at me like I don't know anything about this, but go ahead.
So last week I was gonna talk about the playoff picture some because it was gonna be interesting with all the games and how everything kind of lined up, but I didn't get to it because on this day in history ran on forever. But So today, I figured we would talk about the playoff picture some. So Caleb, what do you think about the Buccaneers versus the Lions? That'd be the one of the two NFC games.
Right. I love the Lions for that game. I think Dan Campbell really got that team going somewhere. He just fires them all up. They're going. They're going all the way.
You think they're going all the way?
Probably not all the way, but they're going to make it deep in the playoff picture.
Scott, what do you think?
Well, I don't think Tampa Bay has much of a chance in that game.
I'm going to have to agree with you.
And Detroit's close, so you got to go, 2 hours to the north.
He's just rooting with a close team.
Just logistics on that one.
You know, I think I'm probably going to have to go for the Lions as well. I think that the Lions have just got the better team with Sam Laporta and, Amon-Ra St. Brown. And you got, Jared Goff. There's the trio there. They always, be tearing it up.
Their defense is hard. They hit hard.
Who's their safety? Or not safety, corner. Number one corner.
That I don't know.
I don't remember. Is it Awoye?
I think so, actually.
But all in all, their secondary is really good.
Just think about it. If you lived in Tampa Bay, are you as hard as somebody who lives in Detroit?
Maybe.
It's cold in Detroit. It's icy. It's snowy. In Tampa Bay, there's just a bunch of green trees
there's a funny
water.
Story about this, though. There's a reporter who asked the head coach of the Buccaneers how he was going to plan for the weather difference between Florida and Detroit. And he said, it's in a dome, right? Like, it's an indoor stadium, so, like, there won't be any real adjustments needed there. And then I just thought that was kind of funny, because he just kind of clowned on the reporter a little bit.
But does he know that you have to get from the airport to the stadium?
Yeah, he said that, like, the only time he'll be out in the weather difference is when, like, the few
travel.
Seconds it the few seconds it takes to get from the bus or from the airport to the bus to the bus to the stadium.
But I think there is a difference in playing at a field in which there is temperature control.
We have a caller. Go ahead. You are on.
Oh, are you on here?
I am, yes.
Oh, I wanted to talk to Scott.
Okay, go ahead.
Scott, from after about, I think 15 after 9, I knew you took a break, but when I go back to the listening to you, it was the same thing repeating, 3 or 4 sentences over and over, and I'm sorry, I kept calling in hoping you'd pick up so I could tell you. And I hope I'm not nuts.
No. What happened was we lost internet connection is what happened, but we did tape the interview, so the second hour will replay this afternoon at 2:15.
Well, I run back in because the room, I can't talk loud, so I'm in another room, and then I go back in, but when I called through, you were talking about something else, and I thought, well, he's back on, so then I go back listening, and it was the same thing, but when you get a chance after one today or something, can you call me? Because I have something to tell you. I know you'd probably be interested in that.
Okay, I'll do that.
I don't want anything on the air about it.
Okay.
Or anything.
No problem. I'll do that.
Okay. Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Alrighty. What were we saying?
That the temperature does matter because the stadium will be heated because it was played in a dome, but in Tampa Bay it's not. It's regular humidity.
Well, there's no reason to have a dome really in Florida. I mean, I guess it rains, but like other than that, it's you know.
Right, but I think there is a difference in playing in a building with a dome that's got dry heat pumped into it and AstroTurf, as opposed to playing in Tampa Bay, which has humidity and no dome, and that's different.
It brings in wind into the aspect of the game.
And I think it's going to be harder for Tampa Bay to adjust to that than it would be for Detroit, because they also play outside because it is warm in the fall, but then they have this time when they play in colder temperatures.
I mean, I don't think that it'll really be all that hard for them to adjust. I don't know. I mean, maybe the Lions will. I mean, the Lions will obviously have an upper hand. It's the home stadium. But I don't think that it'll matter all too much.
Well, regardless, they're going to win, is what we've said.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Yeah, there is that. And then we got the Packers and the 49ers. So, the Packers are the youngest team. Oh, by the way, in case you guys didn't know, the Packers are my favorite team.
So there's bias here, is what you're saying.
there's probably going to be some bias.
Bias.
But, so the Packers are playing the 49ers. And now, once again, for those of you who don't know, the Packers are have gotten beat by the 49ers in the last, like, two or three playoff games we've met in. So, I think that if the Packers beat the 49ers, the Packers are gonna beat the Lions, because we were predicting that the Lions are gonna beat the Buccaneers. So I think the Packers are gonna beat the Lions, and then the Packers are gonna be in the Super Bowl.
Well, I have heard that the Packers have picked up. That Green Bay has picked up in the balance of the season, the latter part of the season. So I think they probably will win the game this weekend against the 49ers, because they lost to them. You know, they want to avenge that. They are on the upswing. They're playing better now than they did the first time they played them. But beyond that, I don't know.
In that game, I think San Francisco is probably going to come out on top. Green Bay is a good team. It's a young team. I just feel like they're going to make mistakes, and Kyle Shanahan's just going to play off those mistakes. They're going to just do their job better than the Green Bay Packers.
I think my biggest concern with the Packers versus 49ers is the fact that the Packers defense is rather inconsistent, and they're not very good against the run, and they haven't been for a while now. So I feel that there might be some issue there with Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. And then you also got, like, screenplays with Debo. And I just... It's going to be a test if the defense of the Packers can hold them.
I mean, I think there's a fair possibility that they might be able to, especially if they played like they played against the Cowboys.
Yeah. But the issue with the Cowboys is they got Dak Prescott as quarterback.
I mean, Dak Prescott is projected to win MVP, I do believe, is he not?
He's in the run for it, but Dak just doesn't know how to play in the playoffs.
Well, see, Caleb, that's the thing about the MVP. It doesn't matter about the playoffs. It matters about regular season.
But the Super Bowl matters about the playoffs.
No. He's going to be, like, league right. MVP, not Super Bowl MVP.
I know, but I don't think he's going to get it.
So you think the 49ers are going to win this week?
Yes.
Yeah, so the Packers will be out. Now, see, I think they've got the momentum, though.
I mean, yeah, they do have momentum, but at the same time, Kyle Shanahan with all those weapons, I just don't... If the Packers win, it's going to be a low-scoring game. I don't think the Packers will be able to keep out in a shootout.
I don't know. I mean, like, the Cowboys' defense was one of the best in the NFL this year, and we put them to rest.
Right, but I don't know. I just think it's a coach thing. I think the Dallas Cowboys probably should have let their head coach go, but they just re-signed him. I don't We'll see.
I don't understand why the coach means so much, but clearly it does. And it means so much in the NFL, and it means so much in college football.
So I don't know why you would want to get rid of Mike McCarthy, who is, as of currently, the head coach of the Cowboys. I think Mike when Mike McCarthy became head coach of the Cowboys were a very mid-ranked team. And then within like 2 or 3 years of Mike McCarthy being head coach of the head coach of the Cowboys, they were like one of the top contenders in the league for the Super Bowl chase.
Didn't last year they run on like 15 seconds in the fourth quarter and lose on time? The situational football is not there.
I mean, sure, the awareness could probably be a little better, but I mean, at the end of the day, he took, like I said before, he took a mid-ranked team and in 2 or 3 years brought him to the playoff chase. Super Bowl contention.
Right, okay.
But I don't think in football it's what you did for me. I think it's what you're doing for me.
Well, I mean, I think he's still doing it because the team was.
Are bad. They in the playoffs?
No, they got put out by the Packers, but they were. And when they went into the playoffs, this was by far the best year that they've had in recent history.
So that's memory, that's the momentum that I think will carry the Packers through the 49ers game, San Francisco. But beyond that, I think they got problems.
Also, I could be wrong, but I do believe the last time the Packers made the playoffs as the wild card team, we won the Super Bowl.
I think that's true. But I mean, anything can happen in the playoffs. It'll be a good game. I'll love to watch it.
I do believe it's televised.
Yeah. But do you really think your defense can hold up against the 49ers offense, though?
I mean, I think there's a fair chance. We got, you know, Kenny Clark on the defensive line there. We got Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith, Quay Walker. The secondary was built for run stopping. They just haven't seemed to pick it up for some reason.
Okay, but not even the run. How about Brock Purdy throwing the ball, slinging it?
I think there's a possibility we lock it down. I mean, we locked down Amari Cooper.
Okay. But they got Debo Samuel.
Amari Cooper.
CD Lamb.
CD Lamb, yeah.
They have Debo, they have George Kittle. It's just a lot more elevation to the wide receivers and tight end.
I just know that since we last played the 49ers in the playoffs, the secondary has actually gotten a little bit weaker. We faded away Rasul Douglas, who was our third corner. I don't remember where exactly he went to, but we traded him away for whatever reason, even though the secondary was already relatively weak. So now we got Carrington Valentine, I do believe, in his spot. But other than that, I do believe every other position we've either drafted up for or traded for. So now I think that overall the defense is better than it was last year.
I agree.
What do you think, Scott?
Well, I think what was the guy's name?
Rasul Douglas?
No. The other guy you mentioned there.
CD Lamb?
Yeah. No. It was after that. You mentioned three players there.
Kenny Clark.
Maybe. I think. Maybe.
So there was Rashawn Gary.
Right.
Kenny Clark.
Right.
Preston Smith.
Right.
Rasul Douglas.
Right.
And I think that was all of them.
Really?
No, there's a Valentine one.
Oh, yeah, Carrington Valentine.
I never liked that name. But, See, that's what I wanted to make the point of. I knew you had said that, but I didn't want to bring it up and sound like I was an idiot because I thought, well, maybe I misheard it over here.
Oh, yeah, well, I did kind of forget about Carrington Valentine. Yeah.
That's a man, though, right?
It is, yes.
Well, right there, he probably plays like a girl.
Yeah, maybe he does. I don't know. I think he played pretty well though last week. Like I said, he's been playing pretty well since the departure of Rasul Douglas.
I mean, clearly this is just about who's going to play the Lions, and in my opinion, I think it will be Green Bay because I think they have the momentum after beating Dallas, and that'll put them in the position they need to be in.
I do believe the 49ers are going to have home field advantage in that game, though.
They will.
Which will be a little rough, but I think the Packers can come out on top. So long as they manage to shut down Christian McCaffrey.
It'll be a battle.
So that's one bracket, right?
Yep. That is the NFC there.
Now, what's the other side look like?
So, I do believe the next games we have are going to be the Ravens versus the Texans, and then we have KC versus the Bills. So, okay, what do you think between the Ravens and the Texans?
CJ Stroud's going all the way. I don't know. I really like CJ Stroud. He's young. He's doing well, better than I anticipated him doing. And I just feel like they just have the momentum that you think Green Bay has. And I think they're beating the Ravens. But after that, we'll get to there when we get to the KC and Bills game. I think it's going to be between the Texans defense against Lamar Jackson. They have to keep quarterback contained. It's Baltimore. We all know this. And they just, their wide receivers aren't necessarily crazy on Baltimore's side, but they're all like average, great, like mid-tier wide receivers, all of them. I really like their wide receiver roster. They have old, young veterans that are just there chasing rings. I think Baltimore is going to lose, though, because I don't know. I just feel like they choke every playoff game.
It's just the stigma around the Baltimore playoffs. Same thing with the Cowboys, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, if you guys have any thoughts, feel free to give us a call at 740-383-9944.
Now, see, I would think that Baltimore will win that game. Because I think they do well in the playoffs.
No, they don't.
No, they've won Super Bowls.
Yeah, one.
Yeah, well, that's enough.
It was with Joe Flacco, and it was in, like, what, 2008? Something like that?
No, it was
2012?
Yeah, 2012.
2012. So only 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 12 years ago.
That's enough for a whole team to become a whole new team.
Yeah, but that's the old Browns team right there.
I did know that, yes.
Yes.
And I do believe, isn't it?
Don't they have two wins? Because didn't they change their name from the Browns to Baltimore and then win the
Super
Bowl?
I do believe they have two. Because I do believe the year after they became the Baltimore Ravens, they won the Super Bowl.
So that's a strong team.
No. Still not strong.
Well, they're there.
They're there.
They're there. One of the final,
I do believe that they are actually the number one team. Right? I think they're projected to be Super Bowl winners this year. Well, I don't know about Super Bowl winners, but make it to the Super Bowl this year.
Really?
I think
well,
so.
Well, see, there you go.
It was either them or the Cowboys, I do believe.
Well, there you go. So I believe the Ravens will win this game.
I don't know. I think that the Ravens have had hard times in the playoffs before, and I think that Lamar Jackson doesn't handle the pressure of the playoffs very well. And I believe that their running back, J.K. Dobbins is still out, so I think that's going to be a little bit of an issue for them. They don't really have a solid wide receiver one.
I mean, they got Zay Flowers.
They got Zay Flowers, and they have
OBJ, Odell Beckham.
Yeah, they have Odell Beckham, and there's the Rashad Bateman. But like, other than that, Mark Andrews is basically wide receiver one. Might as well be.
I mean,
and Mark Andrews is also hurt.
Is he?
I believe so.
Well, that's a big part of the Ravens' offense out right there. He's a great blocking wide receiver, catching. He can do it all. I really like Mark Andrews.
I agree. I think Mark Andrews has been one of the if not the best tight end this year. But well, I don't know. Sam Laporta put up a case.
So I think it's definitely the Ravens there.
No, it's Houston.
I see. I don't know because I think.
Well, I mean, so like. In terms of the rookie quarterbacks, I will say that C.J. Stroud has been the best one, and that's unfortunate because I have a vendetta, a personal vendetta out against C.J. Stroud. I just don't believe that any Ohio State quarterback can be good. I just can't. I just don't believe it.
But he is.
He's, yeah, unfortunately.
So we have to give him credit.
Matt's just hoping he has Mac Jones.
Yeah, I'm hoping what happens is he balls this year, plays absolutely well, and then next year he doesn't do anything. And then within like 3 years, he's on a whole new team.
Well, this year could be the year.
That he wins the Super Bowl?
You never know.
Yeah, it could be the year.
It remains to be seen at this point.
I think he'd be the first rookie quarterback to make it to the Super Bowl and win.
By the way, yes, I did manage to verify Mark Andrews is injured, listed as questionable with an ankle injury.
Alrighty, better get that taped up and get out there. It's the playoffs.
This is it. If you lose, it's over.
I mean, fair enough.
This is what they spend their entire year for. This little section in January.
I mean, honestly, yeah. I don't think that the regular season matters all that much, and I think that I don't think that the regular season matters all that much, and I think that postseason.
The radio season.
Postseason.
Did he say radio season?
He said post.
Oh, okay. See, I hear things over here sometimes.
That the radio.
See, you did say the radio season.
No, I blame you for this.
Yes, you said you meant to say regular season, but I think you said radio season.
Maybe. But okay, I'll go ahead and say it again. In the regular season,
In my headphones, it came out radio season.
I don't think that it matters all that much how the regular season goes, so long as you make the postseason. And at that point, I think that your real test as a head coach isn't your ability to do well in the regular season; it's your ability to do well in the postseason. If you can make it to the postseason, like a 9-7 season every year, and then all of a sudden you're making it to the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter. You're
right. Your record
season doesn't
matter when you're in the playoffs. You're in the playoffs.
Exactly.
But didn't we just say the record did matter when it came to Green Bay and the 49ers?
Well, that was past history. And we have a whole new offense now. We have a whole new quarterback. Aaron Rodgers no longer plays for the Packers. I don't know if people keep track of that kind of thing, but Aaron Rodgers plays for the Jets now. Jordan Love is now the starting quarterback at the Packers. This is his first starting first year as a starter. Yeah. So this is, I mean, he's played incredibly well for his first year as a starter.
Well, I think that we've all decided the Ravens are going to win that game. Did you ever give me a prediction?
I think I want the Ravens to win. Will the Ravens win? I don't know. I honestly think it depends more on the fact that Mark Andrews is there. Because if Mark Andrews isn't there, then I don't know. Because Mark Andrews, like I had said, is a heavy part of their offense. So without Mark Andrews, I don't know how much they can do. But they do have Isaiah Likely, actually. I do like Isaiah Likely.
I mean, C.J. Stroud just threw, I could pull up the stats on my phone, but he had a game against the Browns who had the best defense this year. It was...
I wanted the Browns to, like, if the Packers didn't win the Super Bowl, I wanted it to be the Browns. I mean, I know the Super Bowl hasn't happened yet, obviously, but if the Super Bowl... If the Packers don't make the Super Bowl, I wanted it to be the Browns, but that can't happen now because
they're not in it.
They're no longer in the playoffs.
C.J. Stroud took them out.
But I mean, it's even honestly,
isn't that irony?
I mean, honestly, it's incredible.
There's a lot of irony in that game because C.J. Stroud played for Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
The Browns are an Ohio team, and he's playing for Baltimore, which used to be the Browns.
No, he's playing for Houston.
Oh, Houston. No, wait a second. They beat the Browns, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, there you go. It all worked. What did I say?
That he played for Baltimore?
Oh, no. Baltimore used to be. So either way, there's going to be a rift with the Browns in this game.
I don't know. I feel like the Baltimore Ravens aren't going anywhere. I know they're the number one seed, but... There's just some teams that I look when they make it to the playoffs and I'm like, they're not going nowhere. And also, like, not to, like, skip games, but going back to the Green Bay and 49ers game, I think it's a big difference that 49ers didn't play a game last week because they're the number one seed. And I feel like that bye week that they got actually is going to hurt them against Green Bay. I just think Green Bay, they're a team that, like, they love being the underdog. Like, when they're the underdog, I just feel like it just puts fuel in them, and then they play better.
I'm going to have to agree with Caleb in this case. I think that every time we have a bye week heading into the playoffs, and then it's time for us to play, when, you know, once the bye's done, been through, we kind of struggle a little bit, because we don't have the momentum from the previous week. We've just kind of been sitting there, watching and practicing.
Right, which I think is why they will win.
I think the Packers are winning the Super Bowl if they beat the 49ers.
Well, not the Super Bowl, but they'll win this game.
I think the Packers are winning the Super Bowl.
Because there's a bye week there in between the playoffs and the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That'll knock their momentum right down.
For the Pro Bowl.
I mean, no, both teams have to do it, though. And yeah. I just feel like...
I think it hurts other teams more than... I think it hurts Green Bay more than it hurts other teams.
Also, where is the Super Bowl at this year?
That I don't know.
Wasn't there a game we missed there? What's the fourth game in this?
We can get to that. It's the Bills and KC.
This is the one Scott wanted to talk about.
Well, yes, because this is the one the Bills will win. And now there, you've got a team that's going to go to the Super Bowl.
No. The Bills, overrated. The Bills are not going to the Super Bowl. I don't think so.
Well, the people I've talked to seem to feel that the Bills are going to the Super Bowl.
Who have you talked to?
Bookies.
All the bookies.
You know, we have sports betting in Ohio now. There's a lot of bookies around.
I do, in fact, know that.
It's not hard to find a bookie.
But this is the best defense that Patrick Mahomes had by far in his career. I just feel like it's going to be on KC's wide receivers. If they drop, like, more than four balls, they're done for. Like, they just need to... Rashee Rice had a very good game last week against the Dolphins. But they just need to be able to catch the ball.
Who are the big players for Kansas City? Who would you say their strong suit is?
Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce.
Oh, Lord.
Isaiah Pacheco.
Well, that game will be watched by more than anybody else. We know that for sure.
I mean, yeah. Taylor Swift will be on the screen more than most players.
Yeah. Isn't that sad that this is what we've come to in life?
I think it's unfortunate when Taylor Swift manages to steal the...
She will.
Steal the limelight.
She will.
I just thought it was funny that... Also, do we know who's playing the halftime show for the Super Bowl yet? Because I know this NFL wanted Taylor to do it, but Taylor wouldn't do it because... I don't know if you know this, but the NFL doesn't pay the Super Bowl halftime performers because they feel like the viewership and, like, getting their name out there is more than enough.
So she wanted money to do it?
I don't know even if it was.
She goes to these games for free.
Does she get him for free? I thought the...
Well, I bet he pays for her tickets or something. Well, yeah, she goes to those boxes. She's getting in for free.
Well,
they might win. I don't know then because, you know, she's got this power apparently. All she's got to do is call the Pentagon and this game will be all Kansas City.
It seems that Usher is going to be headlining the Super Bowl halftime show this year.
Usher? What year is this?
I think that's the point. They don't pay people because the name getting on this halftime show is enough, which is why you get people like Usher who are a little, you know, not bad, just a little out of date.
That's not going to be watched by many people.
To be the halftime show.
Like, a few years ago, it was like Eminem, Snoop Dogg.
Well, yeah, but they got a group of people.
That was a good Super Bowl.
It was.
Yeah, but that was because you got the old people out there. But this, just Usher?
Well, I don't know that it's just Usher. He's the one just headlining it.
Oh, Lord. If he's on top, I'd hate to see the bottom.
I mean, fair enough. I don't know about all that. I can't find the rest.
Who's flipping the coin?
I don't know.
What if they can get Taylor Swift to do that?
Probably if they paid her enough.
So you say it's not. So you say it's not about the money, though. So what is it about?
Well, okay. So it probably is about the money, but I know Taylor Swift, like, all of her concerts been sold out. So, like, every wherever she goes, it's sold out.
But isn't the Super Bowl sold out?
I don't know if the Super Bowl was sold out, but it wouldn't surprise me.
So what's you know?
I don't know. I just feel like...
I can't imagine she cares about the money.
I mean, she's not just gonna... Apparently she does, because she's not doing it for free.
You know, I don't know. That just seems wrong.
I mean, yeah, but, like, name a more popular artist than Taylor Swift.
Right, but that's why you would have her.
But she doesn't need the popularity. She don't need the viewership. She already has it.
No, but she's going to these games.
And she's still getting screen time.
Exactly. So why...
Has Taylor Swift said anything about the screen time?
Yeah, I think... Well, no, I heard her little boyfriend, I think, did, though. He didn't like it.
Well, I mean, it is what it is on that. I don't know. Nobody cares.
See, that's it. Nobody cares about him, and he's playing in the game.
Well, I mean,
all she's doing up there is eating hot dogs and nachos, and we all care about her.
No, I don't think they... I mean, I think that...
That is so bizarre.
I think there are people who do care about her, but I think that at the end of the day, I think that you probably care... If you're watching the game to actually watch the game, you care more about Travis Kelce than you do Taylor Swift.
Well, I'll bet you anything. We can bet a value meal that that game will be the most watched this weekend. It's going to take the... I bet it has
I think so. Bills, KC, nope. Number one.
Listen, it could be...
Oh, by the way, Scott,
it could be the Bills and the neighborhood kids, and as long as she's at the game, it's going to be the most watched.
By the way, Scott, I want to hear your case as to why you think the Bills are going to the Super Bowl.
Because I believe that the Bills are a team that people are underestimating. And when you underestimate a team, because people, I guarantee you're looking at Kansas City right now, you go, oh, they're the better team. They look better than the Bills. They've got all this attention this year. The whole the Taylor Swift factor is a thing. They have had better ratings than any other team, more people watching their games, more people buying this buffoon's jersey, Kelce. And so you would honestly say, yeah, I've heard more, I've seen more, they're going to win this thing. It's going to be a walkaway. But I think the Bills are a good team, and I think Kansas City thinks it's going to be a walkaway, and that's ultimately going to be the mistake.
I don't think they think it's going to be a walkaway.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
No, I don't think that KC thinks it's going to be a walkaway. KC's had a rough end to their season, and as a matter of fact, I don't even know about a rough end to their season. KC's just had it rather rough this year.
But the Bills know that they're going to be seen more this week than they've been seen all season. They also know that the NFL wants Kansas City to win. Whether they'll say that or not, they do. Because if the Kansas City Chiefs go to the Super Bowl, more people will watch.
I don't know. I think more people will watch if the Bills, who went to the Super Bowl four times back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back and lost all of them, went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, no. I wish that was the case, but this is the world of Taylor Swift we live in now, and just her going to a game gets an off-season game watched nearly as much as the Super Bowl. So it's weird, it's bizarre, it makes no sense, but they would want her there.
I mean... I think they do. I think that's why they wanted her at the halftime show.
Right, so I think that's why the NFL, even though they won't say it, want Kansas City to win. The Bills know that. I think the Bills know this is going to be the most watched game they've played all season. They know that. And it will be. And I think that's why they have the incentive to win this game. And they're a good team. It's not like they're, you know, the Toledo Mudhens.
I mean, I don't know. I think Josh Allen's a little overrated.
Correct.
I think Gabriel Davis is a little overrated. And I think, I can't even think of his top.
Stephon Diggs?
Stephon Diggs is pretty good, and he doesn't even play for the Bills. He plays for the... Oh, never mind, he plays for the Bills now.
Where is this game?
I do believe it's at the... Ooh, I don't know, that's a good question. I was going to say I think it's at the Bills, but I'm not sure.
Buffalo. Talk about weather.
Ooh. Well, I mean, I don't think KC has the clearest weather either.
Well, it's not Buffalo.
The game played in KC last week was, with wind chill negative 25.
Well, it's like that in Buffalo all the time.
Right. They're both cold teams. Last week it was negative 25, and Miami Dolphins went there and just... couldn't keep up.
And that's what's going to happen with the Lions in the Lions game. Tampa Bay is not going to be able to keep up. But
it's a dome. It's different.
I think he matters.
The dome does matter, I feel like, because it's taking the wind out of the game.
Well, I mean that makes it easier for both teams, and you don't have to, like, correct for wind. I mean, I also have I think that so like, you think it'll be harder for Baker to throw the ball somehow?
So what were your guys' predictions? I've said the Bills.
I'm gonna have to go KC just because I feel like the Bills as a team is always overrated a little bit.
I gotta go KC too. This is the best defense Patrick Mahomes ever had, and when you're sitting here saying that the offense with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback is the worst part on the team, it's a pretty decent team. The only thing I'm worried about is the wide receivers dropping open balls.
You don't think, though, there is an NFL, a Taylor Swift, a most watched game factor for the Bills here, that they want it more because of all these things?
I don't think that the viewership matters to the players.
Yeah, I don't think.
I think that's wrong.
I think how people play
in the Super Bowl.
I think that's more so like you want the prestige of.
They want the ring.
Yeah, they want the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but this is their Super Bowl.
You have played and you have practiced your entire life for this moment.
Players will take pay cuts for a ring.
Let me tell you this. This is their Super Bowl because if they don't win, they're done. And this will be their most watched game because of this whole thing.
If they win or lose this game, they don't get a ring. This game isn't the Super Bowl at the end of the day anyway.
I would bet you, if you put them under oath, the Bills care more about this game than if they would win and go on to the next game. I think the next game is inconsequential to them. Now, the Super Bowl would be more important.
I don't think that if you put them under oath, they would say that at all.
Okay, let's say that this, it has to play out this way, the Bills win.
They might, because they're like, yeah, I don't know. In the NFL, a lot of coaches have this big mindset of, like, the next game kind of thing. Like, you don't worry about the next game, you worry about this game.
So, Bill Belichick, like, when he brought everyone in, it was what we're doing today, what we're doing for this game. They're not worried about next week. They're not worried about making the playoffs. They're just worried about that win next Thursday.
Yeah, so if they win next Thursday, the game at the end of the day, once they win, that game will mean nothing to them because then it's on to the next game.
So let's say they play Houston. Let's say they win and Houston wins and that's the game that happens. That game will mean less. And I bet you...
No.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you. And I'm going to tell you...
game for the Super Bowl.
No, and I bet you that game will be watched by less people.
I mean, I think so long as the stadium's full, the audience... I think so long as the stadium is full, I don't think that the number of people watching the game really matters to the players.
Right. As long as the stadium's full and, like, home field advantage is at play, it's not, like,
weird. Yeah, I don't think it matters all that much at all.
Well, I mean, I don't think you want to lose in front of a big crowd. I think that does matter.
Why does that crowd matter to me? Like, let's say I'm an NFL player and, like, I just lose, okay? I wouldn't care what social media had to say.
But they do.
But at the, like, who are they?
I understand
that.
They're
just the bums watching me.
But I'm
top, like, 0.1% of football players in the world.
Swear, I made it.
Yeah, but look what social media has done with some of these players. It has made or broke them.
I mean, yeah, young players that get caught up in it, like Baker Mayfield.
I think people who get made or broken by social media are the players kind of like Dwayne Haskins was a big social media personality when he went to the Redskins or the Commanders originally. When he went to the Commanders, he was bigger on social media than he was at, like, practice or anything. Like, he was a social media quarterback. But he didn't do well. I think if you're doing well in the NFL, you can't be a social media quarterback, and you're not, because then you're paying attention to social media too much. You're not paying attention to the game.
I mean, look at college football. What just happened with Ohio State? Now, how many people were in that stadium during the bowl game?
I don't know.
Thousands. Tens of thousands. Okay. turn to social media while that game is going on and look at the criticisms, the calls for firing, and all the things that happen afterwards, the pictures, the memes that go on for days and days and days. It does matter who's watching that game. If you have a bigger audience, it's going to mean more.
I don't think it does, because, as a matter of fact, what Caleb was saying, they're like, who are they? Because, like, I don't remember who it was, but I think it was during, like, before the Super Bowl started last year, they were letting people who were... No, it wouldn't have been the Super Bowl because it was college, but a college kicker missed a field goal kick. And everybody was like, got on Twitter and was like, oh, I could have done that. That was easy. And then all of a sudden, they got a whole bunch
Wasn't it the Ohio State one at New Year's? Like, when the ball dropped, they're like, wow, he really let the ball drop. It was far left.
But they were like, oh, I could have done that. That was easy. And they took a whole bunch of those Twitter trolls, as they like to call them, Twitter trolls. They took a whole bunch of the Twitter trolls.
Twits.
And then they, the twits. I like that.
Yeah.
And then they let them attempt that field goal kick. And I don't think any of them made it.
Oh, I don't think they could.
Not a single one made it.
No, most people on social media are anonymous idiots. But people care.
People care. But
how much do you want to bet that if Kansas City loses this weekend, that there will be memes all over the place moments after that game's over of Taylor Swift with a sad face and something has to do with her boyfriend? Guaranteed. We can predict this. Now, why is that? There'll be more memes and more coverage of that game than there will be of the other three going on this week. Now,
it depends on how the other games play out.
Yeah, it really
I don't think so. I think it'll be the most watched.
It might be the most watched,
but it won't be the most covered. I think
it really
just depends on how the gameplay works at all the other games. If it's competitive at that game and all the other games are blowouts, there'll be more coverage on the competitive game.
If you're a sports... Now, these games all happen on Saturday or Sunday. Sunday, isn't it?
Both.
Both. Yeah, both. Okay. If you're a sports director and you're doing the weekend wrap-up on Sunday night and you're wrapping up all four of these games, you want to let everybody know what happens. And Taylor Swift's at one of these games... And Travis Kelce, whose jersey sales have gone up 400%, are you not going to give that some kind of coverage on your newscast as opposed to the Lions and the Buccaneers?
I mean, it just depends on how the Lions and Buccaneers game plays out. Like, what happens if it ends up being like another Saints game a few years back where penalty didn't get called?
I hate to say this, but who won the Super Bowl where Janet Jackson's chest popped out?
No idea.
Yeah, I don't know who.
Nobody knows. But everybody remembers Janet Jackson's thing popping out the next day. It's that sort of thing. It's a media spectacle.
Well, that was a malfunction. That's not just...
So they say. That was just some malfunction.
Okay, well, I didn't see it.
I'm sure you could find it. But that's the story the next day. The Super Bowl was over. Nobody cared who won that thing. It was that. And unfortunately, that's what Taylor Swift has become, a spectacle.
But her chest isn't popping out.
Well, you never know.
That's fair.
You never know.
I don't know.
Me and Scott have given our Super Bowl predictions.
Yes, the Bills.
Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Based on right now.
You're thinking of the Packers?
If the Packers beat the 49ers, I think it's going to be the Packers.
Okay.
See, if the 49ers lose to the Packers, then it'll be the Packers. But I think it's going to be San Francisco.
I think that it's going to be the Bills, but if Taylor Swift is really a psyop, it'll be Kansas City.
All right, with 45 seconds here, you got any final words?
I don't think Taylor Swift's a psyop, so the Bills are going to win.
I think Patrick Mahomes is going to carry and make you look like a failure.
Well, we'll know who wins that game. We'll know who wins. Most watched.
I think that if the Packers beat the 49ers, the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl. So
So that cheesehead will mean something.
That cheesehead will mean something. With the last 15 seconds, I wanted to say go Pack go. The Pack is back, and from Scott Spears, from Caleb Rice, and from myself here at the radio station, Matt Morgan. I hope you guys enjoyed. Thanks for listening.
There you go.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just
I just made up that answer.
And then onward and upward.
You're always a little bit miffed, of course, because everyone doesn't love you. But at the same time, you have to look at yourself and see whether they're right or not.
Do you go home at night, Helen, and think, my goodness, this person said that, this person said that? Does it keep you up at nights?
Well, I don't say it keeps me up at night. I have to think that nobody likes criticism, but sometimes it's very legitimate.
Final question I have for you, Helen, is probably the question I've been asked the most since I did the interview with you back in October of 2010. Why did you